The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Players are bothered.
Be talking with wealth.
Shalom uvracha. We are today discussing Kraka be talking with wealth. And if Snoger, halacha l'mais with anybody. But the truth is that the real wealthy person already, Mishnah Pirkei Avos told us, that, 1 second. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos already told us that the real wealthy person is Sameach B'Chelkoi. That every Jew, no matter how much money he has, can be wealthy. And I know people like that. They're living on so little, Sameach B'Chelkoi. They're happy what they have. They realize that this is their basic needs and they don't need more. You have a person that has $1 million and dreaming for two, and one has $1 billion and dreaming for two. But our co-pundit, we're talking about that this person does have, Hashem decided to give this person wealth more than he needs for himself and his family, even for other people. So he says the right thing to realize is that wealth is an issoyin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's one of the hardest things because it leaves so much room for confusion. But that time, the person who got wealth, he was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for purpose, just like a king, he says. A king gives a certain minister a lot of food to feed the army. Instead of feeding the army, he takes it for himself. The worst thing he can do, because he got it to feed other people. A wealthy person who doesn't distribute it properly, yeah, that's what he's doing. He's really stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, very often it's a mistake. A person could think he's giving what he's supposed to be giving, but he's giving much less. And even though this guy's giving $1 million, if it's less than what he's supposed to be giving, he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount he should be giving. Kopanim, so that's the way we should look at our money. That if anything more than a basic necessities is something for a family, for a krovim, and for other anim that need it. That, I mean, I've told you this story about, I think I did, about this very wealthy tzaddik that lost all his money, and they asked him, Chaim Priska, how could it be? He used his money properly. Why should he lose it? And Chaim Priska said, wealth is in his son from Hashem. He passed the test. He doesn't need it anymore. That's an amazing way to look at life. That's excess money is just an Israelian. It's not something.
Kol HaLashon.
That's a necessity. And the other rabbi, if you pass the test, you don't need it. They said, Chavetz Chaim had a dream that he became wealthy and he didn't. It was a nightmare. How can him, it's such a big responsibility to make sure he does it up the halacha properly. That's the right way to look at it. That a person has more money more than he needs for his family's, or his and family sustenance, and it's given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu to help other people. But he says, unfortunately, many people make mistakes. So he says three basic mistakes. One is he thinks he's making the money. And when he's making the money, then he doesn't have any limitations how to make the money. Sometimes he could be doing something which is not so honest or not so moral or whatever it is, just as a way to make money. And that is a terrible mistake. Unfortunately, we know that people that are quite wealthy, and because they want to amass more wealth, they got themselves involved in kind of schemes, Ponzi's, and this and that, and they dragged everybody down. It was from this Mashiach Gaon that he thought he needs more money, and he didn't realize that even if you need more money, or you want more money, the one who's giving to that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to cheat. And this in Kirel, it's very often, when people are asking, there are different types of panoffers that were not so proper. For example, somebody wanted to ask the Mishael about the year 2000, they were predicting millions of Christians coming to Israel. They ended up not showing up other than the Pope. But the Maitre, so people were thinking about how to make money off all these Christians. So this person went to Nevisim and asked them, could he sell crosses to them? So Nevisim said, I'm not going to get involved into the halachic side of this question, because Panasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he doesn't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really excited about more crosses being worn by people. And therefore, Why put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a position in your mind to give you panosa in a way that he himself doesn't want to give it? And that's the way one should look at it. So this is the good feeling a person should have. That Baruch Hashem, I realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives my basic needs, and I'm doing it honestly and legally and pi halacha. That's the biggest simcha that I could have. And Rachman Islam, if not, then all I'm doing is I'm digging a deeper ditch for myself, and who knows what's going to be at the end. Not very often, even Olam Hazeh, you see these people generally do fall, and they lost both worlds, both Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh. So it should be zeichet to be from those, like the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, God l'hanene mi yagiyoy, I work hard and I'm happy with what I have. That's a high level, and on that it says, Hashrecha v'tevach, you'll be happy in this world, it'll be good for you in the world to come. Have a good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.